McGough Radio.
Okay, it is now just about 8:10, and I'd like to welcome into the studio tonight my guest, John Jenkins.
Hi, Cliff.
He's here with Dennis and with David from the James Street Band. Evening, fellas.
Evening.
Hi, Cliff. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, first off, a little bit of background on yourselves for anyone who's listening in tonight who may not have heard me play your songs. I mean, I've played quite a bit on Muggle Radio, but some may be tuning in for the first time tonight. Just a little bit of background. I started here back in October, and I was quite lucky that shortly after that I received a press release and also a copy of your new album. And I give it a spin, give it a listen, and I sent it straight over to my mate Nick in Sweden, because we share music a lot, and because we have similar tastes. And Nick replied to me, said everything. He said, "How have we missed this guy?" Yeah. Because we see a lot of bands, we listen to a lot of music, and
this is my album.
We'd missed out on it, yeah. we'd missed out on it. So yeah, I mean, a little bit about yourself and your background. Could you tell us a little bit about what you've done?
Well, I'll do the shortened version. I used to be in bands in the 80s. I was the keyboard player with a band called Come in Tokyo. I never wrote any stuff. And then I formed my own band with a mate called John Gillan, called The Persuaders. And I wrote the songs, and John helped write some of the songs as well. John left, and I carried on. And then about 1989, I got to a point where there's about 11 people in the band. We got signed to Sting's management company. But they only wanted really just me as the writer and John as the singer, so that sort of didn't go down too well with the rest of the band. So in the end, it didn't happen, and we were just disbanded. And then I sort of didn't get involved with music for a long, long time, till the noughties, is that right? The noughties?
Yeah.
So I'm still wrote.
So you had a bit of a break from it? And
I mean, I wrote and recorded things at home and stuff, yeah. And then I decided to record some of these new songs that I'd written, and I was living in Liverpool, and I got a guy who I knew to set up a recording studio in the house with computers, because by that time you could record proper albums in your home. And we'd done an album, which I got other people to come in, like Mark Vormawar, to sing and stuff like that. It's called Intruders, and I got different people in to sing. So I was back in sort of the music business, but I was never singing until one day I got told about the songwriting challenge, and I recorded, I wrote a song for that, and it was like about 2 days to actually get the song into the competition. So I just sent me singing it on the piano, and actually got into the final, and then the part of the final was you have to sing it yourself. And then, cut a very long story short, I was joint winner, audience winner, and I got free studio time, so I actually sang the song in the studio, and it didn't sound as bad as I thought. And I said, I'll do another one, and that became my Trains album, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, and by that time I met Dennis, I've known Dave for a long time, because we were fans of Personal Colour and Mark stuff.
Yeah.
But musically, Dave done some recording in mine as well, which a couple of songs which you haven't put out yet, have you? Flowers and Walk Away.
Okay.
I'd seen Dennis on the night I played in the Songwriting Challenge final. Love what he did. Funny enough, I voted for this song for that night. I thought this was the best song, you know.
Right.
So we go back to 2014, in November.
Must be.
Yeah. So that's how I sort of got back into it. And by that time, I sort of started doing open mics, and Dennis and Dave were very supportive of me, and just ended up with a big band now, you know, and albums behind me and all kinds, you know.
I know, I can't believe how many people you managed to fit on the stage the other night. It was brilliant, because it's only a little place. I mean, I love 81 Renshaw Street. It's a great venue. I've seen quite a few different bands and singers and stuff in there now, and I just think it's a great feel to the place. But I was amazing seeing how many must have been 8 or 9 at one point.
I think there was seven in the band, and I think we had someone come up for one song and then go down, and another person come up and stuff like that. So
that's right.
So I think we had 10 people playing with us at, you know, various points of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tight.
To
sort of fit around.
It was good, though.
You know, the equipment that was up there, you know.
Yeah.
It was great fun. We had a really good time, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So, I mean, as playing Liverpool venues, I mean, is anywhere else where you play where people can come to see you as well? Anything in the pipeline that you've got coming up?
The one probably that we play more than any, really, is Thornough Village Club. We've got a show lined up there on the 21st of April. Which is great, and Dennis has got his own band. He's playing they're playing for the very first time. They're called North Line.
Okay.
And Vanessa Murray has got a band playing, and she's playing on the same night as well, the three of us. So it should be a really good night, you know, like last week's show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we don't really get to play many Liverpool places other than AC One Wrench. We played Parr Street last year for the album launch. I'm trying to get gigs. It's so hard to get gigs.
Yeah, I've heard. A lot of people say the same thing, yeah.
A lot of places like open mics, and they like people coming doing a 2 or 3 songs. And occasionally, like, we did do, upstairs Matthew Street for the U2 Gallery.
Oh, nice. When
that was a venue, but that's no longer there, sadly. But actually getting asked to play places is quite difficult, you know. You have to really put your own shows on.
Yeah.
And that's the way we're going to go forward anyway.
Yeah.
We've got we've done West Kirby Arts Centre Saturday, the night after Friday, which was tremendous. That was a really good show. From that, the guy from the Big Room in Heswell, he loved what we did. He's going to book us for that. We've done Grateful Fred's in Southport. He loved what we did. I've asked me to go back and do a show there.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So, when people see us, they like what we do.
Good, good.
And they want us to play.
They want you back.
But it's getting the initial booking is very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few places that will remain nameless. Trying, getting onto the day, it's like, you feel like you're begging them, you know?
I know. It's tough. It is. I mean, the conversations I've had with local musicians, man, you're all virtually saying the same thing, you know, It's sad, really, that there's not more out there for you.
Easy
access,
I've got a few sort of inquiries at the moment into playing venues, but it is quite difficult, you know.
Yeah.
I think once you've played once and they've seen you, it becomes a lot easier. Like, there's a place called Caledonia, and they play every night. There's someone on there, but we just can't get on there.
It's tiny. You wouldn't fit in there.
But we'd actually... We've played tiny places.
Yeah.
We sit on each other's knees and stuff like that, you know.
Small, but yeah, again, it's a good little venue that as well. Saw the Ragamuffins in there, and they were good. I think they had about 6 in the band, so you probably get it right.
Yeah, they have all kinds of quirky stuff on there. It's really, really
good.
It's
good.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love you to play a song for us, if you don't mind, guys, and that's the point of my show, is to have some live music. It'd be great if you could do that for us.
Okay.
So anyone who's listening out there tonight as well, because I know I tend to get a lot of feedback through Facebook and through personal messages. If you're listening tonight, please let me know how things are sounding, and we can get it back to the guys and let them know what's happening. So what are you going to do for us first?
This is a new one. I said, actually, through Facebook, we'll do a couple of songs that we don't normally play, you know, sort of a bit different from the album.
Okay.
So this one's a brand new one. This is called Looking for That American Dream, and hopefully it's going to be on an album that we're going to record as the James Street Band sometime in the next few months.
Live on Muggle Radio, it's John Jenkins and some of the James Street Band. Take it away, fellas.
Songbook. The band played all night. Dolly followed John Denver. Some girl asked me for a light. I was lost, but now I'm just lonely. Spent too long in this town looking for my American dream. American dream, is it real? This American dream. American boy meets American girl. I started talking to someone I thought I knew, but in the air, she just didn't care. I was lost. She said she wants to. Conversation just ain't my thing, boy. Don't waste your time looking for that American dream. American dream. Is it real? My American dream. Holy Moses, well, I heard him say,
walls are paper thin and I just can't sleep. I heard him asking for her name, but I never heard what she had to say. American dream, American dreams, are they real? These American dreams.
Dennis.
Last, but now I'm just lonely. Spent too long in this town looking for my American dream. American dream, is it real? This American dream.
That was American Dream from John Jenkins.
Looking for that American Dream.
Looking for that American Dream. Absolutely brilliant. And thanks for Alan, who sent us a message in to say sounds and great fellas. So thank you very much for that, Alan. Do appreciate your feedback. That was a great song, and that's brand new.
Yeah, just recently written it.
Brilliant. Can I just say, I mean, I can't believe how prolific you are with your writing, because, I mean, it's not that long since you brought out a 21-track album, followed by an EP, and you're writing new stuff again.
And so, a musical. I've done a musical as well.
Really?
Yeah. To be honest, it's a sleight of hand in some ways, because there's a few songs I've written a while ago that were on the album.
Right.
But this next album's going to be completely new songs, possibly from one.
Okay.
Called Playing With Fire. I'd like to do that. We've done it on Friday with Duet.
Yeah.
With Megan. I've done it a version on one of the EPs with just me singing it, but it's actually a duet. I wrote it back in the 80s. And the girl from River City People, Siobhan Marr, she was in the band, and John Kennedy, they were singing. We had a couple of singers, and it was a great song to play live, but we've slowed it right down and sort of done it, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I do write a lot of songs. I mean, I enjoy writing that. I spend my dinner times and work. I just, you know, write go out stuff. To the coffee and spend time on the words and stuff like that, you know.
Brilliant.
You know, maybe should spend more time on some of the songs, but I don't know, you know.
No, that sounded great. I mean, the thing that's come across to me as well is you're not pigeonholed as one kind of songwriter, musician. Everything seems different to me. I mean, Katie from your EP is so 60s pop, it's brilliant. And then you got Naked, which again is completely different. And then stuff on the art, it's so varied, it's great to listen to.
Yeah, I'm glad for saying that. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, it's I mean, when I started writing stuff back, oh God, years and years ago, I mean, I did try writing different kinds of styles. You know, the only thing I couldn't really write was sort of like real sort of indie stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when I joined Come In Tokyo, it's just sort of, I drew the line under what I'd written at that point. And started again, basically. I sort of had 200 songs written that just went in the bin, you know, kind of thing. I thought, oh, I'm going to have to write better, you know. I try things, you know.
That's the way to do it, isn't it? I mean, it's great to be able to just do that, and then it's trial and error, I suppose, isn't it?
But now it's because I'm now the singer, I sing my own songs, I try and make them a bit more personal and a bit more sort of, I can relate to the lyrics rather than as a... I mean, I've always wanted to be a songwriter. That's, ever since I was, you know, listening to music, that was my ambition. You know, if I was in the... A mate of mine said, you know, if I was in the 60s, I'd be sort of in a room with Burt Bacharach and Hal David and Carole King. I'd be, you know, part of that, writing stuff, you know, churning stuff out, you know, because he thought that melodies were quite good, you know.
Oh, great, yeah.
So,
And too much drinking on a Sunday as well is it's a great tale. It's brilliant, you know.
Yeah,
what,
that's just a fun song.
I sit there and listen to that and the imagery there.
He's laughing at me. What are you laughing at?
I was just laughing at you in the room with Baccarat.
I'm in the room with Sam and Le Bon, so you know, can't be
making
No, I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm only joking.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go back to Come in Tokyo.
Yeah,
I saw Come in Tokyo. I remember. Oh, Michael probably messaged me in a minute and tell me where and when it was. I've got a feeling it was at the Royal Court, maybe. I don't know, but I definitely remember. Wasn't one of the Wileys part of...
Phil Wiley, yeah. Pete Wiley put it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'd left the band by then. The Persuaders were on the same bill, I think.
Ah, right, yeah. But I do remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, I was in the band for about 18 months. We've done about 3-4 radio sessions, Radio 1.
Yeah.
Peel sessions, Janice Long sessions, Kid Jensen sessions. I then done my own band and had similar radio sessions, and part of Coming Tokyo, part of Candy Opera,
yeah.
At Frank and Alan, you know, they've been rediscovered,
right,
the lost album, you know. It's you know, Marf again, he's from Personal Column, you know. There's always, a lot of us go back that far,
yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. See,
it's great for me because I mean, I've only really discovered your music since coming here, and then obviously I heard David's stuff, and then Marcus being in, and you know, it's just great. And Two Black Sheep, another great band who I want to get in here, and you're all in that little circle, and it's brilliant. It's great.
We all sort of know each other now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many singer-songwriters that I loved around the scene, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dennis and Dave as well, you know. I mean, our band, Megan and Sarah, you know, they... Yeah. Write their own stuff. They perform as solo artists.
Very talented.
You know?
I mean, all of you all. And you've recently been down to London for the Americana Awards.
I was quite lucky there. I joined. I mean, we're mates of Robert Vincent. We're big fans of Robert Vincent. And he sent a message out saying, you know, vote for my album. But you'd have to join. So I joined the Americana UK, which was a good thing anyway. And one of the things I saw on the site was, you know, you could actually perform one of your songs in front of, you know, Chris Difford, Beth Nielsen Chapman, Sam Baker, Mary Goldthier. But you'd have to submit the song. So I don't know if the song got down there to the people that chose them. I was lucky to get selected. So I was one of eight, maybe ten.
Mm-hmm.
So I played my song in front of these people, you know. In front of all, you know, all the people from the business, and it went down really well, you know.
Brilliant, and also some of the quotes, it's great.
I was, you know, it's probably the biggest thing for me as a singer songwriter to sort of play in front of these people and sort of get that
great
feedback, instant feedback, you know.
Superb, yeah.
And that's how it works. I mean, Robert Vincent, everything that he's done, he's worked so hard at some of the stuff that he's done. But you know, I think a lot of it came from just playing in front of Bob Harris, in a Bluebird cafe thing at the Blue Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that sort of, you know, was the icing on the cake. You know,
it was a big step in film, wasn't it? And then
doors
open
for you,
yeah.
Being in the right place. I think that was great for him, you know, and he's not looked back, you know.
Definitely.
So we're hoping that, you know, something will happen for us.
I hope so. I really do. Well, I'm asking you to do another song for us if you don't mind.
Okay, Cliff. This is one that we seldom play, but I know Dave likes this one. It's called I Miss You, and it's on my His Soldier Boy EP.
Okay, take it away, fellas, whenever you're ready.
Driving along this road for way too long, and I can't make my mind up if I was right or wrong. And the motel sign seems so far away, and I'm sorry, girl, for all the things I never said. Traveling Man is how you nickname me. But there's nothing more than you that I wish to see. I'm just a picture card away from home, and I miss you, girl, more than you will ever know. The great blue sky stretches far and wide. The highway breeze, oh, I miss you. And those memories, they'll keep haunting me, reminding me, oh, I miss you. When there's time to kill, I'll take a ride. I'll hold that moment close, think of you, forget my pride. Toss and turn and sleep, it just won't go. Is there any wonder, girl, because I let you go? The great blue sky stretches far and wide. The highway breeze, oh, I miss you. And those memories, they'll keep haunting me, reminding me, oh, I miss you. Sky stretches far and wide. The highway breeze, oh, I miss you. And those memories, they'll keep haunting me, reminding me, oh, I miss you.
There you go. Absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Radio Radio, and you're listening to John Jenkins playing live in the studio this evening. Sounding great, fellas.
Thank you.
And I just got to read this little quote out here, because I must say I completely agree with it 100%. Listening to John Jenkins is like sitting in the world's most comfortable armchair. And that was a quote from Get Into This. And I can only say it's right. You've got a great voice.
Yes.
And absolutely brilliant. So obviously here on McGall Radio, and thank you
thanks
so much.
Thanks for coming the support you've given us, you know.
Oh, you're more than welcome, mate. I love playing your songs. So what have you got coming up then? What have we got to look forward to from John Jenkins over the coming months?
Well, we've got some live dates. We've got, as a band, we've got the Thornough Village Club on the 21st of April.
Okay.
We're going to be partaking in the West Kirby Live on the 2nd of June.
Yep.
As a trio, we've got supporting David Starr, aren't we? The 29th of May, is that right?
I can't remember the date.
Dave's organised it. It's in Southport Cafe.
Oh, right.
And I'm playing Grateful Fred's on the 6th of June. I've got to get back and say, can we do it with a couple more people other than me?
I've been to a few of the Grateful Friends, that'll be really good. Look forward to that.
We've done one in December as the band, but he said he wanted me to come back and do a solo for some reason. And I didn't question it, but and I've got some studio coming up. I did intend to do two EPs this year. I had the Tune Strinking EP,
okay.
And I've started. I've got about five or six songs that are actually half done in the studio. But I might just release one, a song called Day After Day. Probably maybe near the time for We Shall Overcome, because it's a bit more of a sort of a social comment song. And I want to get started on a new album with the band. We didn't do the band album, that album Window Shopping in Nashville, although people sang on it and they played bits and bobs and stuff like that. It wasn't a proper, you know, James Street band album. I'd love to do, have a go doing that, especially since we started playing some of the new songs and sort of, you know, working on the arrangements a bit and stuff like that, so people should feel comfortable going in the studio. Hopefully,
good. Well, you've got a great band there. I take it the James Street band. I take it that it's a play on the Bruce Springsteen.
It is, yeah. Alan O'Hare from Only Child was the one that came up with it, because you know he loves Bruce as well as a few of us do. Dave doesn't like Bruce, believe it or not. But yeah, I'm a big Bruce fan. I saw him back in. God, back 1980, something like that. But I also work in James Street, so it was
right.
A little bit, and we play the Corn Market, which is their address is James Street, so it's a little bit of play on the sort of East Street band with a little bit of home thrown in as well. So yeah, it just stuck. We liked it, you know.
That's a good name. It's a good name. Yeah. I've just had a comment coming in tonight. So I'll just read this up for you, fellas. It's from the Liverpool Dreamer, who's listening tonight. And hello to you. And thank you. Your songs will be played in the second hour. So make sure you keep listening. Yeah, great chat so far. John and the lads agree about the crappy gig situation in Liverpool and UK towns in general. Places all closing down or just turning people away that audiences would like if given the chance to see them. Yeah. Totally agree, and thank you for your comments tonight.
I agree, yeah, it is difficult. There's a few, there's some great venues, and a lot of them can do indie music, you know, it's just where we would find our audience.
Fit in, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say every venue is ideal for us, you know.
No.
I mean, but the ones we've played, and the audience that we've had, they've gone away, you know, with smiles on their faces. We've had a couple of really nice reviews for Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
and the thing that they said was, you know, it's like fun, and it is. We try and make it fun, don't we? You know,
it's great.
A really good showing, you know.
Well, that's the first time that I've managed to see you. I mean, it's mad for me because I've been playing your songs here since I've come in, and the same with Two Black Sheep. I've been playing them an awful lot, and every time that you've played, something else has been on the same night, and it drives me mad. I've missed so many things because of that, and
we all do.
So I was delighted when I saw the lineup for that night. I thought, oh, you know, not one but three of the bands I've been waiting to see. So it was great. I was made up.
Yeah, we've played on the same bill with Only Child a few times, and Two Black Sheep, and it's always a pleasure to be in the audience and watch them.
Yeah,
when you're not working.
Yeah,
and we loved them as people, and we loved them the music as well, you know.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
I think they feel the same way about, you know, us as individuals, like our songs, as Dennis' songs, Dave's songs,
yeah,
and stuff as well, you know. It's
brilliant.
It's what you're feeling, you know.
I'm delighted. It's really made up, and anything that you get coming through like that, if you pass it on to me, I'll certainly read it out and let everyone know what's going on. And as far as getting hold of your music concerned, people can get stuff from iTunes to take it and the physical copies from yourself.
Yeah, I've got a website, which is www.johnjenkinsmusic.com.
Okay.
So you can get it from there. You can get it from the usual digital platforms, Amazon, iTunes. God, I don't even know where they are. What other ones are there?
Deezer. Spotify,
I've just put a page up because I meant to do this a long time ago. We just started putting a page up for the James Street Band, introducing the people in the band. We'll add to that along the way as well, you know.
Great.
So it's find more about not just me, about the people that are in the band as well. You know?
Okay. Right, we're gonna have to wind things up, fellas. And if there's any chance you could play one last song for us, that would be absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and the icing on the cake for us.
Okay, unexpectedly.
Okay, great stuff.
Yeah. I can hear you there.
No pressure.
Right, I've got my words on. This is so new that I'm just still trying to remember the words on this. But
okay.
It's called Can You Hear Me? A bit about the song, very quickly. I mentioned this. We only played this Saturday for the first time. I actually got the idea of this when my dad, he used to live in Scotty Road, and he turned round telling people, you know, it was great when he moved from Scotland Road to West Derby, where we lived, because there was trees in the road and there was lawns and hedges and stuff like that. So I always think it must have been great as a young man to sort of have a family in that environment, you know, and it's always played on my mind, so I thought I'd sort of incorporate that in the song.
Good stuff.
Okay. Man walks down a street and he stops outside his home. The trees are all in bloom. Sees his children playing on the garden lawn. His elders as he started school. He looks up to the sky, thinks about where he once lived. It was always grey. Feels so emotional that he wants to tell the world how he feels today. Can you hear me? My life ain't gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna make this moment fade away. Can you hear me? Nothing's gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna take this moment away. That is. Girl walks down the aisle with her father on her arm. The groom looks nervously to the priest. Smiles across to reassure his best man. Fumbling in his pockets for the ring. Can you hear me? My life ain't gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna make this moment fade away. Can you hear me? Nothing's gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna take this feeling away. I sing my songs most every night, hoping you will sing along. Maybe you may be moved. It can be a lonely life trying to connect or make it in this world. I guess it's the same for you and you. Can you hear me? My life ain't gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna make this moment fade away. Can you hear me? My life ain't gonna be the same. Nothing's gonna make this moment fade away. Nothing's gonna make this moment fade away.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, fellas. My thanks to David, to John, and to Dennis. All right, guys, that was absolutely brilliant tonight. Thank you so much for coming into Magull Radio. Appreciate it very, very much. And good luck with everything that you do.